Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So, Chris, this story you're sharing with us, it's not just you and your son. You have other guys who are there. They see this thing, that these lights follow you, and you're all pretty scared by the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we were terrified. Well, let's say this, and I've told this before. When they brought me back, I had lost all fear, and I really didn't understand why they were so afraid. And it was just something, whatever they did to me, I was gone almost 4 hours. And I was happy when I ran up to the fire to tell them what I saw. But, you know, it was the strangest thing, because they were terrified completely, so bad. They were shouting and screaming, wanting to go home. They were about to fight over who. There were three other men along with my son. And but I had to say that to make note of it, that I lost fear at that. When they brought me back, I wasn't afraid, but they were terribly afraid, and it went on all the way to taking them home. They actually fought over who was going to get home first, to see their family the last time. And I actually had to drive 4 miles out of the way to take the biggest guy home first. And we experienced them all along the way. There was a dead man's curve, and I write about this in the book without giving it away, but I had a very bad loss in that curve. And for some reason, George, when we were heading in a hurry to take everybody home, there was a big object hovering right over top of where this accident happened. And that was the first time that I gained peace from that for nearly 25 or 30 years.
Well, I'll just say it now. It's the spot where your first wife was killed in an auto accident, yeah. Right? It's a terrible spot for you, and terrible memory.
Yeah, it was where I was 19 years old when it happened, or 20. And to see, you know, somebody get mangled up that bad, I found her myself by accident. But anyhow, after that night, that was the that was the first time I felt at peace about it for some odd reason. But.
On this night, though, you drop these other guys off, and you and your son go home, and that's not the end of it that night, right?
No, this is where it got crazy. We were, Christopher went through the house, turning every light on inside, including in each bedroom. He ran through, he'd locked the windows, pulled the blinds down, turned the lights on, and then locked the door. Even in the bathrooms, where there were no windows, he'd turn the light on, lock the door, and all the outside lights were on. And I'm in my little study trying to find it on the news. I just knew it was all over the news. It had to have been this invasion, because there was so many. And by the time he gets done, he comes running back in there, and he's still looking and shocked at me. He was terrified. And about that time, my dad lived next door. We lived next door to him, actually, where I was raised. And he had hunting dogs, always had a big kennel full of dogs, anywhere from 30 to 100, because he traded them. But usually about 30 was his normal amount. But suddenly we hear this kind of weird sound come over. I immediately thought it was a helicopter from Fort Bragg, because it was heading toward the river. It was only a couple miles away. And but it sounded like it just a washing machine maybe that was spinning when it starts winding down. That's kind of what it sounded like. But immediately every dog in that kennel back behind our house shared a 6-acre piece of land, and it was a little woods back in there, just where the kennel was. And all these dogs, hound dogs. And they got a big mouth. You can hear them a mile away. And they were all barking at this really strange, scary tone, like they didn't know what was back there and they were afraid of it. So I said, Christopher, first thing I thought, I had no clue this thing followed us home. I just thought because Dad's garage, which is, as he called the boathouse, is where he kept all his fishing gear and his tools, and I had my stuff in there. I was thinking somebody was breaking in the shop and the dogs could see them because the garage was real close to the dog pen. And it took me 5 minutes to convince Junior that I had to go out to see what was out there. I said, look, we don't need a flashlight. We got a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, Rosie. She was outside on the back steps and her hair was standing up and she was barking. I said, she'll keep us protected, and we'll just ease back there without a flashlight and see what's happening. And maybe she'll run them off. And so, against his protest, I opened the back door, and Rosie took off, ran out about 40 yards and stopped and looked back, saw that we were coming, and Christopher had me by the back of the shirt. We kind of crept through the yard over to the where this path went through the forest, and eased our way down that path. And getting closer to these dogs all the minute, and they're getting louder, more exciting. And, I mean, it was just the energy was real high. I was expecting them to see somebody in the shop. Well, when we got there, all the dogs were looking backwards behind the pen down in the woods. And I thought, that's crazy, because if somebody was breaking in the shop and they ran, they would go toward the highway. They surely wouldn't go in the woods behind the dog kennel. There's no way to get in there from back there. And so Rosie was pointing into the forest, hair standing up, 15 or more hounds right in the kennels next to her. She was right up against the end of the kennel. They're all barking every breath behind it. And I said, Junior, I said, I'm going to send Rosie in on whoever's in there. We're going to run back out to the back, to the grassy area, and there's a big oak tree at the back of the property. Let's run back there, and we'll stand and see who she pushes out or what. Maybe it's a bear, because, you know, dogs act afraid when they see a bear or snow one. They'll sound like that. And so the minute I sent her in the forest, she took off wide open. And I took off running, and Junior had me by the shirt. We had to run about 75 yards to the grass. and I had to make a left turn, and I was already crossed on the ground, so I was slipping and sliding when I turned, and he pulled loose from me. So I thought he was still behind me. I just pulled away from him. I ran hard as I could to this big tree, and I stopped myself against the tree, and I was panting. So I looked back to see, and now the dog's coming straight at me. Won't very far in there. And when I looked back behind me to see if Christopher was catching up, that's when my whole world changed. There was this little being, just like he described, is about three and a half foot tall. And it looked like glass. Its body was glowing in soft glow like the moon. And it looked like it was shiny. The outer covering was extremely shiny. And it had this triangle up under its, in its chest. That's what it looked like, a dark triangle. And it had red glowing eyes. And I had my hands against the tree and my back to it, right? And I just knew I was dead. That's the first thing I thought. This thing's going to kill me. So I dropped my arms to my side, and I used the tree to turn around. Now I'm not getting closer to it. I'm trying to get as tight against that tree as I could. And I had my back against the tree, and I looked, and I said, I'm sorry. You know, I surrender. And it said, the dog's coming really close. I mean, it's getting closer by the second. It said, you don't understand. I'm not here to hurt you. We're here to help you. And about that time, Rosie comes out of the forest, and this thing just disappears right in front of me. She ran on out of hearing for a good quarter mile and didn't come back for 2 days. I didn't see her. But the next, when I got back in the house, I noticed Christopher couldn't take it anymore. He turned and ran towards the house when I turned left towards the back of the property. So I walked back up to the house, and him staring through the window. I didn't want to tell him what had just happened, because it was so, he was so messed up already from what he had experienced. And so I was a smoker at that time, and I had to, he wouldn't let me back outside. There was no going outside. So I walked in my study, and I put my knees on the couch to, and reached over the back to pull the window up. And he's like, what are you doing, Dad? Don't do that. Don't open that window. And I said, I got to smoke, son. You know, I was hyperventilating from what had just happened. I'm not telling him. Right? When I pulled the curtain up with the mini blind, I saw this, because the floodlights were on all four corners of the house. There was this tall figure. It was, I couldn't make out its details, but it was tall, 7 foot tall. And it was walking straight towards that window. It was about 20 yards out from right in the broad daylight. I mean, the light, not the daylight, the floodlight. And it sent shivers through me so bad. I pulled the window down and I grabbed him. I said, we're going to leave. We're not staying here. And so we got in the truck and went about 5 miles down the road, a big hay field, parked there, and spent the rest of the night. And I got up the next day, and I didn't have any more symptoms of this Crohn's disease, which was terrible. I'd had a near death from it, and I'd never taken another bit of medicine for it since, and I was on it for 17 and a half years.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff.
In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get home, and, you know, you got to tell your wife what's happened. You got to tell the rest of your family. She doesn't want to hear it. And you guys are worried, and rightfully so, about the story getting out. These other guys, it's a small town kind of community. The word spreads. It becomes very hard for your family and your kids, especially going to school, when the word gets out, right?
Oh, it was terrible, George. I'm married, a Pentecostal holiness girl. I was born a Baptist, and we've been married 40 years this in June. But she being a mother, like, she's always been the best mom, and with four little kids there, and my daughter 10 years old, and I'm talking about aliens or whatever it was, these UFOs, and it was scaring the children, so she didn't want me talking about it. But, so I kind of went in this depression, felt like I couldn't tell what, it was all bottled up in me. So for about 10 months, I didn't say anything. But the whole community already knew, and the church was already there sprinkling holy water on my property and on me, and thinking I was playing with the devil himself. And so finally, I had to tell it, and saw Stanton Friedman on one of the UFO shows, UFO Files. He mentioned the word MUFON, so I looked them up and I filed a report, and they came. They called me right away, and it scared me. I'm like, I just wanted to write it out and send it to you. I wasn't looking for anybody to come talk, but they insisted, and I put them off from October until February of the following year before I'd let them come. And when they did, in 2 months' time, they'd done a Discovery Channel show. It was all that quick.
That story you tell in the book about that encounter with MUFON, if it had just been a MUFON investigation, that could have been fine. But they wanted to do this TV show, and so the investigation was really for the TV show, and they pressured you into agreeing to go on the show with them. And then when you show up to do what you thought was going to be an interview, they had you walk into a room and do a lie detector test, right?
They should. They did. And it was horrible. The whole thing was horrible because they convinced me, because the community was so hard on us and my children, they were actually trying to get the children away from me because, this is just the way the church was thinking. You know, you don't need to be around him. He's doing something. You know, it's got to be the devil. But they convinced me that we would be vindicated. We'll vindicate you. We got the evidence. You know, we got all this. We had circles burned in the yard. They found evidence in the soil and on the trees. And there was 8 other witnesses around the community that came forward, but no, they didn't do any of that. They did what Jim told me was a hack job. He felt bad about it when he saw it. And that's when hell, you might say, pardon my language, set in, because now it's my children are going to school, and their classmates are making fun of them and their father. The teachers would call them up to tell the story, and then the whole school would laugh at them. And it really messed my children up. And I felt responsible for it the whole time. But the weird thing was, is NASA came right away in 08. And they were the only folks that made sense. And there was we've been studied for 15 years by the government, according to Jim, more than anybody in the world, and by many different agencies, you know, CIA, DIA, DOD, even, you know, British intelligence and Australian, FBI, plenty different agencies, different people. But yeah, it was a rough time.
The things get a little bit better for you because of an experience your wife has. We're going to go to a break in about 2 minutes, but, you know, your wife doesn't want to hear it until the day she has something. I think it was in broad daylight, right?
Yeah. We were celebrating, you know, the school starting back. So they wanted to go water skiing or doing something. And we were in my little study, all of my children, and I'm sitting on the couch with my back to 3 windows along that wall, and she's facing us in a recliner, and one of my other boys was sitting close to her. They were facing 3 of us, and suddenly it was in June or July or maybe August. It was late in the year, and her eyes got big as saucers. She turned white and she jumped up and couldn't speak. All she was doing was pointing. What had happened is I'd been praying that she would see this so she would understand. And immediately, that didn't go over too good when, after I told her, I've been praying for you, this would happen. She got mad and said, don't ever pray for me again. But what had happened was this being kind of glided up behind me and looked through the window. It was 7 foot tall at least. Looked through the window at her. We couldn't see it because it was behind us. But my other son and she saw it plain as day. And it paused for a second and just kind of glided off. It wasn't walking. It wasn't moving up and down. It was just like floating in the air.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.